Blog Talk Radio.
You can't go on.
And go on.
I need a helping hand.
Listen to 3 4 same teacher be there reminded of the rhyme. There'll be no mutant enemy we shall certify. Political ends our sad remains will die. Reach out as forward taste begin to enter you.
Yeah. de raio, rainha de maio, estrela cadente. Chegou de repente, o fim da viagem, agora já não dá mais pra voltar atrás. Rainha de maio, valeu o teu pique, apenas para chover. Quase que eu me esqueci que o tempo não para nem vai esperar. Vento de maio, rainha dos raios de sol. Vá no teu pique, estrela cadente, até nunca mais. Não te maltrate. Voltar o que não tem mais vez. Nem lembro teu nome, nem sei estrela qualquer lá no fundo do mar. Vento de maio, rainha dos raios de sol.
Have laid their bodies down. Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. I go to the place where danger awaits me. Oh, and it's bound to forsake me. So stupid minded. Oh, I can't. Oh, so stupid. But I go crazy when I can't find it. In the morning, be alright, my friend. But soon the light will bring the pain. Trouble, baby. Nobody. feeling awaits me. Self-destruction in my head. Oh Lord, so stupid minded. Oh God, but I go crazy when I can't find it. Well, I know I'm hooked, my friend. Through the fog, who makes slaves out of me? In a friendly sky.
Amen.
Me atraiu o teu.
Yes, indeed. Free me from this ball and chain, somebody. Somebody help this slave. Salute to my man Imhotep Gary Bird. He used to play stuff like this late at night on WWRL 1600 AM in New York City. Kept the young brother poised and ready to train comic books, homework, and all the kinds of good shit that was allowing me to enjoy my Friday night when I was not old enough to go out to the clubs yet. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to another edition of Sultry Radio and the Raw's Music Therapy Mindstream. I'm your host, Michael Lewis Ingram, DJ Honeycomb in the house. Sultry Radio and the Raw show number 1,426. Proudly brought to you by BASNNewsroom.com, brothers and sisters of the Black Athlete Sports Network. Get all the good shit. The who, what, when, where, why, and how right now at www.BASNNewsroom.com. Special shout out to a couple of my Vancouver colleagues, David Love Jones, doing this thing up there, Vinyl Records. Shout out to you. And Luis Machuca, one of the best ears in the business. Luis was the one who kind of tapped me on and said, man, you're into that drama when you play those chords, don't you? I was like, well, you know, sometimes the drama is into me. And we had a good smattering of the woman known as Forsau, Ellis Regina, Pimentina, the Little Pepper, who came and spiced things up at the end of that mind stream with me. My running buddy, host of the Music Box, who did a really nice set on the Shy Lights, even though as we speak, they're still begging. But, you know, they're still begging. Out of all the groups, I'm serious, out of all the groups, now we know, the Delphonics, they can tease you, you know, they give you a little bit of that. You got singers like Ron Banks and Russell Tompkins. They can tease you a little bit. The Shy Lights are the only one out of that that begs for the sake of begging. I mean, those motherfuckers. When the word go. Oh, man. anybody that would do a song like I write a letter to myself, how the hell are you supposed to get some ass writing a letter to yourself? Come on. I digress.
You know,
and Intruders, and everybody that was out there then, even some of the ones we didn't know much about, like Windy City, them brothers was committed to the beg. And I don't mean just begging for the sake of begging like the Shy Lights did. They were expressing their deepest feelings to those that they loved. In our case, they helped us to woo the ladies because, you know, maybe we couldn't sing The Love I Gave to You, but William Hart sure could. So we knew all we had to do is play the record and let them be our surrogate beggar. Hey, it takes care of itself, you know? And the Shy Lights, all kidding aside, had some great songs, Coldest Day of My Life and all that stuff, 8 minutes long.
Yeah.
You know, you dancing to that. That's a story by itself. But yes, I'm sorry. Have you seen her? An old girl.
Old girl.
Where's my hound dog?
The harmonica riff will be forever known by that song.
Oh yes, you got that right. And we know having heard stuff like that, it actually does tie us into more country lace soul like Al Green and Luther Ingram and guys like that. Cousin Luther, yes. So we know the classic R&B line runs strong through all of this.
Yeah.
And the beauty of being able to express one's feelings or have someone express them for you, it works in all regards, except in writing a letter to yourself. So we got to kick the shot with that. Exactly. We got to kick the shot in the ass behind that one. But everything else is all good. Now, having said that, what you got in mind for us, Jeep, up next for you?
Well, I think the next thing is going to be the Mighty, Mighty Supremes.
Oh, shit, the ladies get some. Yeah.
The music box.
All right, so the ladies will get some next Sunday. The Supremes, yes. We like that. Good one, G. Well, also, next week will mark the beginning of our girl groups contest. So you mentioned the Supremes. We are taking it from the 50s to the aughts, from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. We will start with the best groups in the area, in that era, I should say, that area. And we're going to start off with the Bobettes. One, two, three.
All right.
And the Cookies. Don't say nothing bad about my baby. So
the cookies
will set it off Tuesday evening at 8 o'clock as the Battle of the Girl Groups will carry on. Now, you know, I'm predicting that the 60s and the 70s will probably be the most contentious groups of all.
Yeah.
You know, you're
going to
expect the Shirelles and the Chantels and the Crystals and the Supremes. Martha and the Vandellas, the Marvelettes, the Sequins. There's a whole the Chiffons. I forgot about it. There's a whole bunch of them, G. Gone crazy. And in the 70s, more disco era style groups like the Richie Family, First Choice, and Climax, the Men. Oh, pause. So there's a whole lot of good shit coming up, G. And I know you've got...
We grew up.
Mm-hmm.
When we got to be 8, 9, 10 years old,
yep,
that was the best music in America ever made. And this is what, number one, you know what you were talking about. Number two, you understood the words.
Yes.
Number three, you danced to the song. Number four, you liked the people in the band.
That's true. Yeah. All of those, and then some, G. You're right about that. You know, and of course, we had older siblings, which also made it more intriguing because their tastes were getting intermingled with our stuff, the stuff that we like. And that carries on. So always in the house, you got music going on, and that's a good thing. I didn't need Martha to tell me that shit. So, starting next Tuesday, you're good.
I think the 2005 for the cutoff. And I think that what's happened is, I have nothing against sampling.
Yep.
But when you sample somebody, you should give homage to that person. You should honor that person. I don't think nobody's got to do that.
I agree. No, you know, I can't see. Well, you know what? I'm glad you said that because that brings up a whole different topic. But sampling is something that got out of hand. And then when everybody understood how important it was, they tried to squash it because too many people were getting paid. I always cite my reference, Welcome to the Terror Dome by Public Enemy. The song starts with T.S. Monk with Bon Bon V, something from there, and then it goes into Psychedelic Shack, James Brown, Get Involved, Cool in the Gang with Jungle Boogie. I mean, there are about 30 musicians who get paid from this one record. That's the real reason why they wanted to put the kibosh on sampling, because you got to pay everybody for every little piece that came out. And, of course, James was making a boatload off that. Everybody was taking off James. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and P-Funk and George Clinton, too, a little bit. But, yes, the sampling, that we have to take that and do a separate show on that alone.
Okay.
Sample before sampling came into play and stuff. But, yes, next week, Tuesday evening, the Cookies and the Bobettes. Get out your two-tone sandals, Bobby socks, and all this other good shit. It's going to be about the girl groups, and we're going to have some fun. So, any last words before I carry on, G?
Okay. For all you guys out there, do not listen to the anti-vaxxers and a bunch of lunatics, okay?
Right on.
Take care of yourself. You need to take care of yourself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Michael said, wash your hands, wear a mask.
Well, excuse me, Margaret. Wash your ass, damn it. That's right. Can't be having no funky ass going on, especially in summertime. You know how that smell carries. So, yes, wash your ass. And having said all of that, we're going to go back to work. Remember, Tuesday evening, we start off with the girl groups competition. And as always, thanks to my brother G, everybody at BASNNewsroom.com. We're putting in work. We're glad that you guys are starting to appreciate it. When we get to the giant jukebox, that's what we're going to tap on y'all, let you know what time it is. You're going to ask us what we want. We're going to tell you. Now, having said that, let me get back to work. Everybody, please, if you are traveling, go safe, stay safe, and be safe. Shout out to our colleague, the Mystery Man, and hoping that everything is going on good down where he is. We will talk again soon as we continue to plot and plan this thing. Everybody else, I was going to tell you to chill out, but I gave you the chill out portion first. I guess there was a reason. So now you're going to have to dance your ass off. I'll see you later.
Come on! Listen, I want you to reply back with just two words. Here we go, one more time. I wanna know, do you feel that?
Back, 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 back
Well, we're going to skip on out of here with or without Luke. Just hope that you all had a good time tonight, shaking the booty a little bit. We will see you Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. Shout out again to my brother G for doing a great job tonight. Tuesday evening, 8 p.m., the Bobettes and the Cookies will kick off our girl groups competition. For everybody here at the tree, everyone, please go safe once you get from A to B and back to A-OK. Go safe. Stay safe. Be safe.